Kumo by Isaac Witkin. He was born in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1936 and died in 2006 in the United States. He studied Japanese brushwork and calligraphy. This might be the reason for the name Kumo, which means clouds in Japanese. He moved to England in 1956, where he studied and worked with Henry Moore, a well-known English sculptor whose work you will see later on. At St. Martin's School of Art, he began to think differently about the fundamental issues of art. In 1965, he came to the United States. Look up to the height of this 9-foot-tall monumental sculpture. Notice the use of scrap metal left over from the industrial plants. What shape did he use as his basic motif? Look around the garden at other sculptures made of Corten steel. Describe how this piece is different from others. It is lighter, more graceful, with many open, airy shapes. Look up through the circular negative space created in the middle. What do you see? You may see sky and patterns in the clouds. Remember, Kumo means clouds in Japanese. Look down to see the pattern shadows on the ground. This work of art is appropriately placed on a hill set against the sky. Previous to Mrs. Bradley's death, it was placed much closer to the house.